listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you Family Sanctuary, a show that inspires living the gospel message in word and deed within our families. And now, Family Sanctuary, with hosts Mary Ann Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn.
Welcome to the Family Sanctuary, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And I'm your host for today's program, Peggy Hartshorn, Chairman of the Board of Heartbeat International that advances life-affirming pregnancy help around the world. And we have a really interesting and practical program for you today because I believe what we're going to be talking about will resonate with almost everybody listening. It's a program that's going to focus on family and marriage. We're all part of families. You know, we all know married couples, with married couples in our families, if we're not ourselves, married couples. And we struggle with some of the issues and problems surrounding marriage today, marriage and family. And our diocese has some phenomenal helps available for us that probably many are unaware of through the Marriage and Family Life Office. And that office, I was surprised myself, having lived in the diocese all of my life, to really understand the scope of the help that's available, both for our parishes and individuals and families. So today we have the director of the Marriage and Family Life Office. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hello, thank you.
And the director is Stephanie Rapp. She's been with the Office of Marriage and Family Life in the diocese since October of 2016. And she's a young married woman. She and her husband, Craig, are part of the St. Paul Westerville parish, and they have two young children. So they are living out some of the challenges of marriage and family today. And of course, in her job, Stephanie is aware of so many of what, so many challenges and blessings that are obvious in our families here in the parishes in our diocese. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. What help is available, and what are some of the issues people are struggling with, and what are some of the stories that have resulted from the Marriage and Family Life outreach? So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you, and mm-hmm. It's great to see your smiling face. I wish everyone could see it. Just see the love of the Lord coming from you and the excitement about your mission as mm-hmm. the director of the Office of Marriage and Family Life. So start out for us, Stephanie. Give us kind of an overview of that office. I think probably most people know that such a thing exists, but mm-hmm. probably don't understand exactly what it is and what the scope of it is.
Right, right. Well, the Marriage and Family Life Office, always, the end goal is always to draw married couples, families, and really all people into a deeper union with Jesus Christ. Of course, that's always going to be the end goal. We do our best to equip the family to fulfill its mission to becoming fully alive in Christ. Now, of course, because we're working with a family, I mean, it's so broad, mm-hmm. and it could look so many different ways. Mm-hmm. So we do try to become more specific, like a few of the things we do. One, our bigger programs are marriage preparation and natural family planning. So as you had mentioned before, we do our best to minister to families, of course, but also to parishes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes parishes don't have all the resources to have their own marriage prep program or pre-cana program or natural family planning. So that is one way we're able to bridge the gap. And those are two of our larger programs office.
But some parishes actually do have their own programs mm-hmm. for marriage prep.
Yes.
And if there's someone listening who's in a parish that's saying, gosh, that's been on my heart to see if we could do more within our individual parish, mm-hmm. Those resources are available also.
Absolutely. We definitely want to encourage parishes to take on these programs theirself, but also understand that not everybody can. Different parishes have different needs, different resources. So we also offer that. So we have the pre-cana classes that parishes can send their engaged couples to,
mm-hmm.
and the natural family planning classes as mm-hmm. well. But you're right, parishes can do that on their own also, and mm-hmm. we can help facilitate that and get them the resources that they need. And if there is someone listening today that does have any questions about pre-cana, whether you are an engaged couple, or maybe you have children who are being engaged, or are part of church staff that have questions. We have an amazing marriage prep coordinator. Her name's Kathleen Hall, and she's at the office and is a wonderful resource to everyone in the diocese as well.
That's great. And how does this, how does the marriage prep work and the pre-Cana and the natural family planning classes? They are done. Are they weekends? Are there meetings during the week for a series of weeks? Mm-hmm. Is there a variety?
Well, right now, pre-Cana is Friday evening and Saturday afternoons. There's about 12 sessions per year. Mm-hmm. Typically about once a month, but not, you know, we don't have one in December. Or mm-hmm. We kind of make accommodations where it's appropriate. Natural family planning, we have some volunteers who come and teach the class. It's a series of four classes, and they're basically ongoing. A lot of it is going to be left up to our individual teachers, mm-hmm. But there's always something being offered.
So if somebody's thinking, oh, I've heard of natural family planning, I've had it in the back of my mind, mm-hmm. This is something I'd like to look into, they could really get in on a class at almost any point. They're ongoing.
Yes. And we are always here to talk about it, to point you in the right direction as far as resources if you want more information. We would gladly welcome any conversation about mm-hmm. about marriage enrichment, natural family planning, family ministry, all those things. There's mm-hmm. such a broad scope, but mm-hmm. we would love to help just build up the family whenever
sure.
possible.
Sure, and that's the whole focus of our mm-hmm. program, the Family Sanctuary.
Right.
So, and if anybody's listening right now has a pencil, you'd like to write down the number. Stephanie, give us the contact information.
Mm-hmm. The phone number to the Marriage and Family Life Office is 614-241-2560.
And people can also go on the website,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. And that is just familylife.colsdioc.org.
Okay. We'll mm-hmm. give that contact information mm-hmm. at the end of the program, too. But and now I think maybe you know my husband and I were involved in Marriage Encounter for a number of years. I think the marriage enrichment is so important. Mm-hmm. Once the couple is married, obviously, well, in Marriage Encounter, we talk about going through some cycles, romance, disillusionment, and joy. Mm-hmm. So no matter how good your preparation, you're going to be hitting points in your marriage where you really would love to have kind of a refresher mm-hmm. on how do we really communicate? How can we celebrate our marriage? So what are the programs that the office has available for married couples?
Mm-hmm. Well, through our office, we hold a few events each year. So World Marriage Day is always in the second Sunday in February. So we host a World Marriage Day celebration. We also have the Jubilee of Anniversaries at the end of June every year. So the bishop has a mass and we celebrate couples who are celebrating significant anniversaries, 25, mm-hmm. 30, mm-hmm. and up.
I love to see the pictures in the Catholic Times mm-hmm. when you have those jubilees because it's beautiful to see all those couples celebrating the great
right.
anniversaries.
Yeah. Right. And all their names, we get everyone's name in the worship aid for Mass that day, but then also in the Catholic Times to just uh-huh. recognize their commitment.
Right.
It's so beautiful. I'm really looking forward to it this year. And then we also have a retreat for married couples that's been the last few years, and it's usually in the fall. So those are events that our office hosts. But then again, as we talked about before, helping the parish, too. So if parishes are looking for ways to build up marriages, whether it be through Bible studies or date nights or different things, there are so many ideas out there. So we try to do our best to make ourselves knowledgeable about the different programs and help get those in the hands of the parishes if they're looking for information.
That's
like that.
Great. And mm-hmm. I see again in the Catholic Times more and more parishes that are offering some wonderful programs for married couples.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. And your office is kind of a hub for marriage enrichment. But what about also for families that are struggling?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Similar. We definitely serve as a hub. We keep a list of resources. So if different families, obviously, they're experiencing so many different things. And like you had mentioned before, so many different challenges that could come up. We want to serve as not only support for anybody who calls directly to us, but also link them with resources that could help them. We keep a list of resources. So whether it be marriage help, like RetroVi, or even Marriage Encounter, like you had just mentioned, mm-hmm. or there are other ministries out there. Courage and Encourage is a ministry for individuals struggling with same-sex attraction. Encourage is for their family members.
So Courage for mm-hmm. the people who are struggling with same-sex
yes.
attraction and mm-hmm. Encourage for the families.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's just another one on our list. My House is another one that our office has partnered with in the past. It is a ministry for anyone struggling with an addiction to pornography. Also, we know some couples contact us asking for information about infertility or adoption. There's so many things that mm-hmm. People call it, or grief support. There's also a program that the office in the past, even prior to me working here, has helped facilitate and get in the parishes. It's the Catholic Divorce Survival Guide. So individuals going through a separation or an annulment are going through the annulment process. So there are so many different things that are affecting the family today. So we really Absolutely. Try to make sure that we can at least link them to where they can get ongoing support and be knowledgeable about the different resources within the diocese to make those connections.
Good. And I'm sure some people, when they are struggling, they may go directly to their parish.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that they do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, even at the parish level, groups in the parish may not be familiar with all of these resources.
Right.
So if someone listening is not finding that help immediately in the parish and the references, the resources, places to call, your office would be the place to go,
mm-hmm.
right? And of course, your work is also geared to help the parishes become a little more knowledgeable of all those resources, right?
Yes. So like you said, we welcome those phone calls ourselves, but we also have parishes, you know, people that are going to their parishes, and then the parish calls us and says, where can we refer them to? Where can we point them? And our parish doesn't have this specific service, but where is
where
it?
Do they
where
go?
Can we go?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so we
great.
Do get calls from the church staff too at times.
Sure. That's wonderful. So you really are a central hub of information mm-hmm. for enrichment, for preparation for family with the pre-Cana, mm-hmm. for enrichment for marriage and family, for information and programs for struggling families as
right.
well, and for individuals and for parishes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wonderful mission. And again, right. if you just tuned in, my guest today is Stephanie Rapp, who is the Director of Marriage and Family Life Office for the Diocese of Columbus. And those numbers, if you have a pencil, would like to write them down or put them into your cell phone contacts right now, the phone number is 614-241-2560. And the website is familylife.colsdioc.org. So it's wonderful to know that we have such a hub here in our diocese. And I know myself as a wife, mother, now grandmother, and working in pro-life all of my married life with my husband. It's so important when people are preparing for something or are struggling that they know what the resources are to help them. There always are alternatives. That's one thing we say in pro-life. There always are alternatives to abortion. And it's true for any issue that couples and families are struggling with. There always are alternatives to the suffering that you may be experiencing. There's help available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other choices that can be made. So it's great to know that you're there and excited about the mission, Stephanie. So tell me a little bit more about yourself and how you have actually, benefited from kind of your entree into leadership, actually, mm-hmm. of this office. Came through your initial connection with that office as you were preparing for marriage. Is that correct?
Yes. Craig and I got married 8 years ago, actually 8 years ago today. And we went through the pre-Cana classes through the diocese. It was a different program 8 years ago. But then we also went through the natural family planning classes.
Okay.
So Jennifer Fullen, who still works in our office, very knowledgeable about NFP, and we actually took the class from her. That not only linked us with the doctor who ended up delivering our babies and who's a wonderful doctor and supportive of NFP and has been such an encouragement and a blessing in our life, but it also then got us in their contact list. So like we talked about connections and hubs,
uh-huh.
They reached out to people who had been through NFP to ask about pre-Kena volunteers teaching pre-Kena. So about 4 years ago, I believe it was, we got that email asking for volunteers, and we're like, "This is something we love being married. Let's go
Yay.
Talk about it then."
Yay! Share your story.
Yeah, and that has been such a blessing to us. We just enjoy that time together so much, and it has opened the door to meeting other couples who are involved in pre-Kena, which has been amazing, and just building those new friendships. I also knew, because of my experience with the office, when we did have children and I was looking for a pediatrician, you know, we reached out to the diocese to ask, you know, who they knew and who was practicing the faith in the diocese. So it's been, this office has really blessed me personally before I was ever a part of it as an employee.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was looking for a job, I continued to look, and I'm very, very grateful that this opportunity opened up and that I was then hired. But it's been a blessing to us long before October.
Before October, mm-hmm. when you became the director.
Right.
And that is kind of interesting, I think, that I've heard a lot of couples, and particularly young couples, say it's really hard to kind of find a community. To maybe their parish is large, or they're in a parish where there aren't a lot of young families, and it's a little bit difficult to get connected and to get the support that you need. So I think your story is an interesting one, that simply through taking the first step of getting involved in a program at the Family Life Office, and the program for you was pre-Kena, but it could be something else for another couple, or even individual in the family, that opened up a whole kind of network of people who could refer you to your physician. What else did you mention that's kind of come as a result? Not only the doctor.
Yeah. Doctor, friendships, volunteer opportunities. It all started there. But just being connected and knowing what's going on. And I know even now, different parishes even hold different family events or marriage enrichment events that may not be a series of Bible studies, but maybe a one-time event. So even just knowing that you have a place to call to find out what's going on, where can we go? Maybe your parish isn't hosting something, but there's another one that is. And we could all really build community and connections and work together to build up just all of our marriage, the domestic church. It's then going to build up the church as a whole.
Yeah,
the
family.
Society.
If people aren't familiar with that term, the family is the domestic church, the church in the home,
right.
The domicile. So the domestic church, building up the domestic church, builds up the body of Christ, builds up the church. Yeah, that's beautiful. So do you mention they emailed you? Is there a newsletter that people could sign up for from the Marriage and Family Life Office to find out about some of these things going on?
That is actually coming soon.
We're going to start that.
That's in the process of being made. I believe they had one possibly like years ago in the past. But now, of course, we know with just technology and stuff, we want to make it an e-newsletter. We want to make it simple. But we think that's going to be a great way to get the information out there. There's so much information on ways to enhance your marriage, discussion questions to talk about with your spouse, or ways to pass along your faith to your children, or even for parishes, a new program, like I had mentioned before. So there's so much information we come across. I think an e-newsletter is going to be the best way to get it to the people who would be interested in hearing it.
Absolutely. And people who then take your pre-Kena classes or come to a marriage encounter weekend, they could certainly add their names to that list and be kept up to date.
Yes.
And of course, that will be, I'm sure, on your website as it develops. People can sign up for that newsletter, familylife.columbusdioc.org. So stay tuned to that website, and you'll be able to sign up for that e-newsletter. But at this point, through the Catholic Times, I'm sure, the office is letting people know what activities are available. And as you mentioned, getting involved in something in your parish or a neighboring parish that you may see advertised is a way to then connect with a whole network of young families, couples. And I mentioned young families, but of course, the office and the programs are not just for young families, right?
Oh, of course not. We want to, like I said, we want to build up all people, but all families and how they're going to work together. But families look so many different ways, of course,
and we
acknowledge that. So we try to offer as many different programs as possible and also help support the family in whatever they're going through, which, again, could look so many different ways.
Sure.
But we also want to be building up the parish. So we don't have tons of stuff that we're doing. We are holding the events and these programs, but we're always encouraging the family to go back and serve their parish as well, the parish mm-hmm. that they're connected to and mm-hmm. going to build that community with. So we want to provide those resources and those support so that they're able to do that even better.
Right. Again, in that we mentioned the domestic church, another principle, the principle of subsidiarity.
Right.
That the services, the help should be available at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the lowest level, but the level most in connection with the people.
Yes.
All right. So building that up is really important.
Yes.
So let me ask you, because I know we started out talking about one of the major programs that you do provide as a service to parishes
mm-hmm.
Who don't have their own pre-Cana program is pre-Cana and natural family planning.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit more about the Natural Family Planning Office. And you mentioned the director is Jennifer Fullen, who mm-hmm. I have had the blessing of meeting. Mm-hmm. That's great. Tell us about that office and how that's being developed at this point.
Okay. So, it was part of the Marriage and Family Life office. Jennifer is the NFP program coordinator. So she coordinates all of the classes, which I said are ongoing. They're a four-part series. But we do our best to try to offer them at different places throughout the diocese, different times, to make it as available as possible. But for individuals who can't make those classes, we also can link them, again, as a hub, link them to other people within the diocese who can also teach them NFP. We're not the only one. We're not the only method. So she can also get people where they need to be, work with their schedules, work with their needs, meet them where they're at, where they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
She's available to answer any questions as well. So we are always trying to develop that program to get more volunteers to teach. And that's a process as well, to not only be learning NFP, but also how to teach it thoroughly mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and to teach the theology behind it and all of that. NFP week and Natural Family Planning Awareness Week is in July. So we reach out to parishes then and supply resources that they could be handing out to their families, some posters and things like that to get mm-hmm. the word out about mm-hmm. natural family planning.
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to educate the best sure. way we can. So, and again, not only educating families, but also educating parishes on how, you know, maybe they want to start an NFP ministry within their parish
mm-hmm.
or just be talking about it more
mm-hmm.
or sending people to our classes. So always trying to build it up. And it's not only for the engaged couples, of course. A lot of our engaged couples are coming to the classes, and that's an easy way to get connected. But even if you're already married or have been married and are, like you had mentioned before, thinking about it, have heard about it, our natural family planning classes are open to all married couples that
sure.
would want to be
And for
involved.
Someone who's listening, who's heard that term NFP, natural family planning, but is not real familiar with the whole concept, I saw a magazine article in a beauty shop one time. They called it the green birth control because it doesn't use artificial hormones, but it's a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Give us just a little snapshot, because we've only got a couple minutes
mm-hmm.
left, of why people might be interested in natural family planning today. They've heard it. It's not the old rhythm method. It's not the old
right.
calendar method. It's not just green.
Right. Well, and it's not, I've heard it referred to as Catholic birth control, and it's not birth
right.
control, but it is more about fertility awareness. So understanding a woman's body, respecting her body, and being knowledgeable about when she is fertile and when she's not. So, of course, with that knowledge, you could use it for health reasons, to detect a health problem. You could use it to postpone a pregnancy if a husband and wife have discerned that that's what needs to happen right now.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be used to achieve pregnancy. You
right.
know, so there are so many ways that NFP could be used, but it's a fertility-based method.
Right. And coming from my pro-life perspective, the appreciation of women's gift of fertility mm-hmm. is just, it needs to be promoted in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So many people think of pregnancy as a disease. In fact, mm-hmm. the Center for Disease Control treats it as a disease. And so we really need to promote that beautiful gift of our mm-hmm. fertility that God has given us mm-hmm. as women, and then that gift within marriage and as a couple. So I've been particularly impressed with the growth of NFP in the diocese. When I go mm-hmm. to the women's conference, seeing all the different approaches and providers that we do have in the diocese, it's a beautiful
right.
thing.
Right. We have many, many resources, and it really is so beautiful. Not just, I mean, we said you're not putting artificial chemicals in your body. So the health benefits, also the benefits to your marriage, the communication that's mm-hmm. happening, mm-hmm. the openness to life. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother way of viewing one's sexuality,
right.
but in living out God's plan for the sexuality.
Sure.
And
I understand that bringing the couple together mm-hmm. is one of the major benefits.
Yes.
A divorce rate among couples who use NFP is practically non-existent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very, very small. So what beautiful ways that you have available in the Marriage and Family Life Office to really educate couples, to give them resources that they can actually make use of right through the programs that are developed in your office, mm-hmm. but also the programs that you have developed and have connected to the various parishes, mm-hmm. so people can actually get those resources right in their own parish or in a neighboring parish. Right. It's a beautiful thing to mm-hmm. see the vision of that office as a hub to really build up the church. Within the family first, mm-hmm. the domestic church.
Yes, and we welcome feedback, too, from families calling that need support or are looking for resources, also for parishes, just different ideas. We're always, looking to grow and hear what the needs are so that we could help meet them. But, of course, with the end goal always to just foster that relationship with Jesus and his church and really help us all become saints.
That's wonderful. Stephanie, mm-hmm. thank you so much for joining us. Our guest has been Stephanie Rapp, who is the director of the Office of Marriage and Family Life in the Diocese of Columbus. Please check them out at familylife.colsdioc.org. And you have been listening today to The Family Sanctuary, a production of AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Please check out our archives at stgabrielradio.com and listen to us every Monday at 12:30 and again at 2 o'clock on Sundays. Please join us again. God bless.
Family Sanctuary is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Family Sanctuary with Marianne Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn are available at stgabrielradio.com.